Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. Reverend Athena Starr is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and by telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is a frequent guest on national TV and radio. She is available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so I would like to welcome Athena. Athena, once again, how are you tonight?
Great. Good to be back with you on this January 20th, David. Blessings.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. So anyhow, maybe we should get right down to things. Athena usually does a brief meditation, but Athena, why don't you tell people at the outset what is the best way for people to get in touch with you? So folks, get out your pencils and pieces of paper to write down this information.
Okay, great. A few deep breaths. This is good because then when we're focused, when I'm in the zone with the masters and the angels, I have trouble thinking of details. So that's good.
Yes.
And I do sessions. And I work on a sliding scale, just so everyone knows. I do telesessions by phone or on Skype, and they range from 50 on up. And the work is very powerful in that we do activations and energy, cellular and cellular reprogramming the DNA so that helps people clear old past patterns and move into higher frequencies so that their life can shift. And that's part of the work, and also transmitted messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. And I've been doing my work for over 25 years now, and so it always evolves more and more. We're like one of the pioneers, like David is, as we progress in the work of helping people to accelerate on their path. Also do teleconferences every other week, and if you contact me by... My website is still under revision, but it's athenastar.com. But what I want to make a note of is my direct email. The direct email is not on that site. It is athenastar808@gmail.com. So that's athenastar, A-T-H-E-N-A-S-T-A-R, 808@gmail.com, or directly 808-258-1063. That's my cell. And I'm East Coast time in Florida, so just so you can be aware of that. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight as a medium. I'm a master medium and healer, and we'll go into the invocation and short meditation, if that's okay, David, to do that now, or did you have more you wanted to share?
No, let's do that now, but let's keep it brief because I know you don't want to go a long time tonight, and we do have a number of callers on the line, so we want to try to get as many of them as we can.
Sure. We any questions on past, present, future, whatever they would like to ask is fine. So tonight, this is January 20th, 2017. Everyone knows that. Today was the election day. I mean, election day. Yes, we know. Inauguration day, excuse me. And so it's also Mercury just went retrograde, and it always does that every 3 months for about 3 to 4 weeks. So be aware of that. The next few weeks you start feeling out of sorts or not with it, because it's also time for cleaning closets, realigning yourself, having deeper spiritual sessions to help clear, so that when Mercury does go direct, then everything moves forward for decisions, for action, in a clearer way. And that's the grace of it. But going through it at times, depending on who we are, what's going on in our life, it's just good to be aware of that, because it affects communications. It creates delays in our lives. It shifts things. It creates conflict sometimes. Accidents, storms happen during Mercury retrograde, all kinds of things. So just being aware of it, not that it's a doomsday thing, but that way the awareness can help offset it emotionally, because people around us often, if they don't know what's going on, they can't deal with it, then you can be aware of it and just kind of help energetically other people around you. That's the point of me saying all that. So with the Mercury retrograde, it goes direct, we'd say the first week of February, but by the middle of February, everything will be much more clear. So just the awareness of that. So ironically, we're here in Mercury retrograde. It's also a great time to clear and transmute things. So with that, we invoke the radiance of the ascended hosts, the angelic hosts, Alpha, Omega, all cosmic legions, and the Intergalactic Federation of Light. We invoke the 14 light rays to blaze through, the rainbow rays, taking about 7 deep breaths, each of you, breathing in, holding for 7, and releasing on 7. If you can do that, if you can do 9, that's great, but 7 is good. Because the in-breathing allows the integration of healing energy that comes through from the spiritual realms, from the higher dimensions that we're linking in with. So we're plugging into the divine light socket now, invoking especially the violet consuming flame through Saint Germain, Mighty Arcturus, the blue flame lightning, the blue sword of lightning through Archangel Michael and all his legions of protection, and the holy golden flame of Sananda, Jesus the Christ, Sanat Kumara, the great central sun of suns. Breathing in as you're holding your right hand over your heart, just invoking, I am that I am, I am that I am. And notice yourself just relaxing, coming into the oneness within your heart center now, as we tune into the great central sun, the radiance of the golden flame within our heart centers. We bring in the blue ray and the blue and the pink, which is the threefold flame, love, wisdom, power, into our hearts. Just kind of breathing in, remembering who you are not the body, that we are all one, all ascending together, and that everything that's happening right now, even in the United States and the world, is for a higher purpose, even though we can't always see what that is immediately, that everything is evolving, is ascending. Earth is ascending. And this is like the final remnants of the cleansing and purification of the old ancient dark Atlantean stuff. Power, greed, control, all of that. It's all being transcended, transmuted. And this is the time of great miracles and creation, and that all is possible with God. Sometimes we forget that in our daily lives. Spirit's wanting to remind us all of that tonight. And all is possible. Nothing is going backwards, even though it may seem to on the media outplan that we see. It doesn't matter what's going on, because the planet is ascending, everything's evolving, and everything's being transcended, transmuted, and that we are holding the light, and together we move to higher frequencies, because in the presence of all light, all darkness dissipates, disappears. There's only the oneness. Let us link in now with each one, wherever you are located tonight, in a circle, joining hands now, and joining hands with all the people in the United States and with all people around the world, encircling the entirety of Earth, joining in one link, one light. I am that I am. Feeling the radiance of the goddess of peace, the cosmic being called peace, now coming in to the center of the earth, extending this beautiful cosmic flame of blessing, purification. Peace, justice, liberty. Peace, I am. And all the elders surrounding now, great pujas of light in the etheric realms, linking in with us as one, calming the entirety of America and the entire world. We're all affected. We feel we're empaths, and we feel the emotions of everyone with change, fear of change, because fear can be controlled. When we go into fear, and that magnetizes and becomes like a contagious thing, then we're plugging into lower dimensions. We want to stay above that, above the fray, and holding the light, holding the knowingness, the love. There we go. Now the love grid, the peace grid in the center of Earth, the crystalline grid is linking in, just kind of illuminating, activating everything. And just calming, going out like a calming wave of vibrant flame throughout entirety of planet Earth, all humanity. Purifying emotional, mental bodies, physical bodies, and just bringing back into the oneness, the mighty I Am of Mother Earth now, just radiating through, and Divine Mother Mary linking in with us now, Divine Mother, compassion, wrapping her arms around the entirety of Earth, and compassion light, compassion, beautiful compassion, the magenta blanket, beautiful magenta blanket of light now. And just receive that into your heart of hearts and feel it connecting with all of Earth right now. See, we never know what we're going to do, but the Masters are guiding this beautiful radiance right now. It's not just a meditation. It's actually a dispensation that's downloading to each and every one. Calming all minds, body, spirit, into the oneness, knowing that all is in divine order, protection, coming back into a higher frequency of peace, love, gratitude, knowingness, harmony. And again, with God, all is possible. That we can and are shifting this entire planet one day at a time, one moment at a time. There we go. Just feel that in your being now as it moves through into the center of the earth, grounding you in oneness and peace. I am that I am. And coming back into your body, back here, in gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Athena. Well, shall we go right to the phone lines?
Certainly.
Okay. Our first caller is Michael. And, Michael, you're live on the air.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Athena. Thank you.
Yes.
My question is, in December, I worked on an event where I was interviewed and, you know, filmed and so forth. There's a chance of it being aired, and I was just curious if they still have the plan to do that and kind of, you know, what might come around from that. If they do.
Didn't they tell you they're going to air it?
No, not yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm just okay. Hold on. Yeah, it feels like it will be. Might be a little delay with that within the next few months, but it will be. And it will be good. There'll be some good benefits from it, good connections, and let's see. Yeah, it feels more like March, April, something like that. But time, you know, it doesn't matter what the time is. It will be, yeah, it will be good because good connections from it is what I'm getting.
Okay, excellent, thank you. I kind of get
general,
that it's going to be a filler. Like when they don't have anything to run, they'll just kind of run it.
Yeah, but it will. When it does, it'll be good. It'll be good, and there are good connections from it, is what I'm getting. So that it's all good. All good is what they're saying. I'm getting in general, but you may want to follow up with me in private for more detail beyond that, because I think there's more for you there from your guides. But basically, it's good. It's all good. They're saying it's all good.
Like all good.
So, wonderful. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Michael. Best wishes to you.
You as well. Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is Len. Len?
Hi. Hi, David.
Hi,
Athena.
Hi there. What is your name?
My name is Lynn, L-I-N.
And you're calling from?
Calling from California.
Okay, and what is your question?
And concerning romance, can you tell me anything about, someone that I would be with, or can you tell me anything about that person?
Are you asking about someone in particular or someone new coming in, ma'am?
Currently I'm not with anyone. And someone new, you know, the person, is there going to be the person coming in anytime soon or at some point? Doesn't have to be right away, but, you know, at some point.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're not with anyone, but I feel like you have an admirer. There's someone that likes you or thinks about you a lot. I don't know who that is, but there's someone around you.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Well, it could be a couple of people. Last year, probably maybe 5 months or so ago, there were a couple of people that, you know, I kind of talked with a little bit and, you know, but nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like I wanted to pursue. They haven't pursued me, so You know, I'm just, you know, patient.
No, it's okay. That's why I asked. Okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's why I felt someone around you, because there's someone that's still interested or whatever. That's why I asked you, are you with someone? Okay, so aside from that, yes, the potential, because I feel like you've made a list and you're projecting for a partner, the ideal partner, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. There's a part of you that doesn't believe it can happen. Once you believe it can happen and you engage with it, you actually step into the energy of knowing it,
okay,
then it'll happen when you least expect it also. There's a thing of preparing to be with a partner, but also actually knowing and being in that energy of it, and then when it just happens, because then there's no longing out there. It's out there somewhere. It's not out there somewhere. It's already within you. So, all that said, we may, you know, you may want to follow up to have some energy work on that, because I get that there's a part of, it's self-esteem, but some old issues of the past where you, we all have it, you know, it's just about doubting your own self, not feeling even, you know, so to help you prepare more for it, perhaps that would be good for you to do that.
Basically making
that way,
the right.
Correct. You've made wrong decisions, and that's okay, because everybody has. That's part of the, you know, discernment, called discernment. You've been learning that, and you vowed that you will not step into any new relationship ever unless it's absolutely bub. But there's still a part of you that's holding that has to do with trust issues, but it's also within yourself, goes back to childhood and some few past lifetimes. You can just do some energy cellular clearing with that. So, but there is a partner there. He's not in your energy field yet, because he can't step into your energy field yet. And he is the partner that you're seeking. He is, on his path, he's looking for you. He meditate when he's meditating. He's like zooming in to connect with you.
I've had dreams, Athena. You know, I know that there. You know, I don't want to be real long about this, but I have actually had the dreams, and not recently, but I've seen them in the dreams, and I'm like, okay, something's going on in these dreams. Yes. Yeah.
So he's meditating, he's projecting for you, but there's some issues, more so you, he's ready, and I feel that you'll meet him at some type of gathering that you're going to go to where there's other like-minded people, and it'll just happen when you least expect it. But it's coming up this year for sure. It is this year for sure. I want to say it's this first half of the year, but Spirit doesn't like to do time too much because it's all variable, but you will be connecting with him, but you want to also be fully prepared and engage with it. You're not engaged with it yet. You're still holding back. And so he's calling to you I'm ready. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Oh my God.
So,
yes.
And he's not that away from you, but but it will be at a gathering of some type, networking or gathering of some type around you.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're saying. Oh, thank you so much.
Good.
Thank
I'll look forward to meeting you.
Blessings. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You can stay and listen if you want, I think. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Lynn, thanks for coming. I'm glad you made it back through.
Thank you, David.
All right. Blessings to you, hon.
Blessings.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Evelyn. And Evelyn, you're live.
Hi. Hi, Athena.
Hi there. And where are you? What state are you in?
I'm from California.
Okay, Evelyn. Evelyn?
Yes.
Great. I don't think I've ever talked to you. So go ahead. What's your question?
No, I haven't. I'm kind of embarrassed to ask, but it's about love, you know. It's important to me. I'm 34, and I'm ready to have children and get married and whatnot and meet Mr. Right. And I want to know if the right person is coming along this year, if I've met that right person yet.
Okay. Well, don't be embarrassed. That's okay.
It is embarrassing. Kind of like, you know.
Why?
I don't know. It's important to me right now because everything else is pretty much in order in my life.
I understand. No, I understand. And children and everything. Yeah, got it. Okay,
yeah.
So do you want to give me the name of someone that's in your life, or you don't have to, but if you want me to tune in on them.
I'm talking to him. Alex, I'm talking to him. I don't really know. I don't have a good feeling as of yet. Good feeling as of, I don't know
okay.
where it might lead to. His name's Alex.
Let's see. No, he's not the partner that's for you. He's not the right match. He's not the ultimate match, let's put it that way. You've known him in other lifetimes, this one, but in all that, you have some karma with him, but he's not the one, so to speak, for partner in this life. So, but I do get around this summer, the summertime for you is flashing in real strong between June and August time when you'll meet a new partner, the potential one. Everything's potential, you know, everything's variable. We all have choices, and of course. So it's around that time. And I feel like you'll be out with your friends or something. Again, it's like I see you out and having fun. It's summer and it's just spontaneous also. You're also going to be like spontaneous, unexpected as well. But the partner is, and he's more worldly, and I see dancing. I see like a just very connected. You'll know that's the part. You'll just know it when you connect with that one. So you've also been doing your homework in terms of not just projecting, but inwardly, you know, as we ourselves work on ourselves, we then become the reflection of what we're looking for in the partner.
Yes.
So that's what. So you're doing well with that. There is some, let's see. There's always energy that we, continuous clearing, but I kind of get there's, what is that? There's some childhood stuff for you that still needs shifting for you to really.
I know what that is. Childhood trauma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some. That's what I'm getting from your solar plex area and some issues in the heart as well. It's all energetic stuff that you took on from your parents and blah 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 and on like that. And also then it goes into some other parallel dimensions of trusting yourself with your gifts, your spiritual gifts. And there's some, see, your angels are coming in right now, and they're just saying there's some blockage there about your gifts and having to do with opening more the throat center, the heart, and solar plex. And we'll go into that more privately with you. They're pointing to these areas, like, and they're saying, oh, Archangel. Who is this? Archangel Raphael and Gabriel are here, and they're flashing in very strongly with you. They're wanting you to open up more to your gifts. That's why you're also calling tonight, because that's also in sync with your connecting with the partner as well. And your partner also is on his path, very spiritual. Feels like he does energy work or body work or something like that, something with the hands, or it might even be a teacher, like something, Tai Chi or something, I'm not sure. But So they're wanting to prepare you for that. So see, it's even more expanded than what you even thought. And so they're helping you to prepare for that. That's why they guided you to call tonight. So it's all beautiful, though, very good. And it feels like this summer is when you'll connect with that person. And I feel you'll be out with your friends, like just out having fun with friends and whatever, and then you meet the person. It'll be just very special.
Well, thank you. I mean, it makes sense. Teacher, I'm a teacher, so I'm like, oh, I could see me working with someone in that same field.
Oh,
or seeing someone.
Wonderful.
So that would be great. Yeah, that would be optimal.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We'll again.
Mm-hmm. And I'll definitely be booking an appointment with you, so we'll hear from you again.
Okay, very good.
Thank you so
much. Happy New Year. And
you
your angels just beamed in so strongly, like, oh, my gosh. So sometimes it's like, whoa, they're like, it's just real strong. It's like, you know, they want to make that point that they're preparing you for that. And it's a beautiful summer evening. I see you out with friends, and that's where you meet the person. And it feels like you're near the water, too, when you meet them. Okay, Miss Never, they don't usually give that many details. I guess they wanted to. God bless you.
So much.
Oh, funny.
I'll continue listening on. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a beautiful evening, on.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Gigi. Gigi, you're live.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Hi, Athena.
You're welcome.
Hi there, Gigi. And where are you from?
California as well.
Okay, wonderful. I love talking to California. Yay! California.
So
you're gonna have to become
to
your own state. You can break away and become your own country now. Okay, if you wanna.
Yes, me
okay.
And my team. That's funny.
Right. Gigi,
so,
is that your name?
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Yes, that's the name. That's the name I've adopted.
Okay.
So. I wanted to tell you that Athena was the name of a very favorite aunt of mine growing up. And so, I have a special connection with that name. So my question is about moving, and I wanted to get your I wanted to ask the angels for guidance on that.
On moving?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I'm actually going to need to do that, if it's in my highest good to do that, and if so, something coming along pretty quickly here.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay.
Moving out, not out of the state, though, just within the state,
yes.
Right?
Right. Yeah. It's the particular residence that I'm in right now. Yeah, but
got
within
it,
the same neighborhood kind of thing, yeah.
Okay. Yes, the move does feel imminent, but wait till Mercury goes direct. Is it something that it's like urgent for now, or is it just something you're contemplating go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Because I'm not getting a strong, clear thing on this. I don't know why. It's a little murky as far as the moving. It's murky. It's like it doesn't feel solid. Mercury is retrograde right now, so communications line is a little. But with moving, it can be variable. But I'm getting not till March, April, May time frame. Of what you're thinking about is what I'm getting.
Really? Well, I've been given a deadline date of February 22nd, and I don't feel prepared. I haven't found any place, and finances are
a move out date of February 22nd. Is that what you said?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's okay, because Mercury's direct by then, fully direct. and it goes direct the first week in February, which means you would still have time as it's going direct. Things will sort out, and you'll know it will work out that time frame. But the reason I said March was like, say, the 22nd is just 1 week away from the 1st of March, right? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, or if less, because I don't know how many days is February of this year.
Yeah, that's about
I always
right.
lose
yeah.
track of. Yeah. So it's like very close to it. So everything will work out for that. For that to happen is what I'm getting. It doesn't feel like it right now because everything's murky because of the Mercury retrograde, but don't let that distract you, or discourage you, rather. But the move, there is a move. I also feel that if you, there's other arrangements that can be made. It's going to work out for you. It's going to work out well. And then when I got March, the first thing I got was March. So that makes sense. So at the beginning of March, you will be in a new place.
Can you give me any details
okay.
around that place so I can keep my eye out?
Details. I don't know. Hold on a minute. Let me just. She will know by the first week in February where she is going. This one worries a lot about changes and mood. I know what that's like because I'm a fixed sign also. I'm a Scorpio, and that's a fixed sign. So I don't know what sign you are. It doesn't really matter what sign you are, but your guides are saying, your angel. And I was trying to tune in with your aunt also. I was bringing her in too to ask to help for you to calm you and to help you. To this change that's coming up. This is like a, it's not a test, but it's rather for your experience of embracing and welcoming and being open and trusting for change that is coming. To know that where you will be going to will be a better place. It will be better for you. You're afraid to move. Why is that?
What do you mean free to move? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No, are you afraid to move? You're afraid of moving.
No.
You don't.
Oh, no. Actually, I don't have the help or the finances to really do everything that needs to be done to make the move.
Got it. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
Well, that's why we're asking. You're afraid of it. That's where the fear comes from because it's a lack that you don't have. Okay, understand. Somehow, there's people that you know, and not saying to go beg and borrow or whatever, but it's going to work out. If you really tune into going deeply into yourself and all the assets that you have and the things that you can access and people that will help you, it's like a test, a learning for you to embrace this and to move into the energy and to envision and seeing yourself in your new place, perfectly, everything arranged and worked out by or before the beginning of March is what I'm getting. Or, you know, you can end of February if you want. But I feel like somehow it's going to work out through that. There's going to be a bridge in between so you don't, you know, you'll be fine. But everything's going to come together for you is what I'm getting. So it's like a test for you to walk through this in courage and in knowingness and faith that it will work out. And another person, a lady that's going to help you. Maybe there'll be a person you'll be sharing with or something, or there's some friend is going to be there. She's like an angel in body, and she's going to help you because you've helped other people and you will help her and blah, 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 and it's all going to work out. But you're blocking, the fear is blocking it. And that's understandable.
Okay.
We all have that. It's like, who wants to move, especially when, situation.
Yeah.
It's going to work out, and I feel like you'll be with somebody. There's somebody that's going to help you, your friends around you. You have to go into meditation and really tune in on it, and you'll get the answers that way. Of it's like you and you know what to do. You know how to contemplate. You know you've gone through this before, and then it just opens up for you. So by or before the week, first week in February, you will. It'll be clear to you. It'll be very. It'll be crystal clear, and you're going to have. It's going to just flow for you, knowing how it's going to come together for you. That's all I can say right now.
Does it feel like a place that I'll be by myself, or does it feel like a place I have to share with another or others?
It feels like where you're sharing, but you're in your own space, and it's not. It'll be just really good. It'll be flowing. It'll be very nice, and there's a reason for it. It's synchronicity.
Good.
Yeah.
So it feels private, but yet connected.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You see? The ideal.
Thank you.
The ideal.
Very spot on. I totally can resonate with everything you've said. Thank you so much.
Good. Wonderful. God bless. And you keep my information if you need assistance. Okay. Bye-bye now.
I will. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gigi. Good night. Okay, our next caller is Craig. And Craig, you're live.
Hi, good evening. How are you all doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Hi. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, my question for tonight is, I applied for a position that I've already been seeking for years, very ideal, and had an interview on, I would say, about 3 weeks ago. And I haven't heard back from the employer, and I just want to know, how do you see that working out for me?
3 weeks ago. What type of job was it, sir? What type of field?
It was an education.
Education, okay. And what state are you in?
Georgia.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. And can you check with them, or is it a situation where you just have to wait and wait for them to get back to you?
I'm assuming I will have to wait for them to get back to me.
Okay, because sometimes people can call and just nudge the secretary and say, you know, I'm just checking, you know, and blah, 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 which sometimes people, it just depends on the situation. Sometimes we can do that, and it's perfectly fine, and it's just they give you an update of, like, oh, they're still processing the, you know, the selection and all that kind of thing. That's why I would suggest that you give them a call in the next week if that feels right for you, just so you can have a reality check if it feels right for you. That's what I'm getting to suggest to you. I do get there was a lot of applicants, and I'm not 100% that you're the one that's selected for that, and that's perhaps because that's not the idea perfect place for you, not just place, but there's something else better is what I want to say. That's what they're saying. There's something better coming. Yep, there is something. There's a better one coming. So there, Archangel Michael's coming in with you very strongly, which is wonderful to have him coming in with you. He's one of your strong guiding angels. I don't know if you know that. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Okay. He is. Archangel Michael is one of your strong, well, he works with everybody. He's there for everyone, just like Jesus is, you know, and all the angels and everything. But he comes in very strongly with you. He's working with you. He's helping you through this. He represents the blue ray, which is faith, divine will, protection, communications. Anyway, he comes in very strong. He wants you to call on him every day in the name of Christ and link with him when you're going for interviews or whatever you're doing in the process of this, because he's right there with you, and especially when you go on interviews and stuff. But I'm feeling like you're very close to the right, perfect position. Again, Mercury's retrograde, but that doesn't matter. There's still opportunities coming up. Feels like into as we get into February, the right one is going to land for you. I'm not 100% on this. This other one could possibly, the energy could move on it, and you could be selected. But I'm getting there's so many different applicants that they're looking at my couple others, or they strong more strongly. So it's not clear. We can pray and just affirm it for you and with you. But they're saying there's something better for you that's right around the corner. So not to be dismayed if you're not selected for this one. So your angels are helping you with it. Your prayers are being answered. You did a great job. You know, you're see them all see that as a practice. When you go for those interviews, it's just a practice and becoming stronger. And when you go in with total confidence and wisdom and strength that this is my ideal, and just in, with that energy, then it comes through better in the interview rather than if we go in with some doubt in our mind or feeling, you know, not humble or something like that. But you did very well. You're very well qualified. But they're saying there's something else better. And it's in February, and it may start in March, but it feels like February is your month. So with that said, Archangel Michael's helping you, and we'll see you in your right, perfect new position very soon. How's that?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, Craig, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to you. Okay, our next caller is Laura. Laura, you're live.
Hi, Athena. Hi, David. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Laura, yes. From where?
From New Jersey.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, are you the Laura I've talked to before?
Yeah, I have talked to you before about work.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I remember you. I do remember you.
Well,
yes, Happy New Year.
About.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I had hopes for two opportunities, and they both fell through. I didn't get called in for an in-person interview. But right now I have an application in for a contract, a 6 months contract. And I was just contacted today about a permanent full-time opportunity. I'm going to submit for that on Monday. And I'm wondering
where is that one?
That's way up in northern New Jersey. That's like a two-hour drive. I definitely would have to move for that one.
Okay.
And then the contract one is like a 45-minute drive. That one I wouldn't have to move, relocate. But I don't know if any one of those are going to come up for me, or do you see anything else? Because I really need work.
Yes, I know it's been a while. I remember that. You were also thinking of North Carolina before, remember?
Yeah, I gave up on that, though.
Okay. And sometimes it's just easier in your area where you are to do that. So the contract one, have they selected you yet?
No, not yet. The manager is still looking through all the resumes. But the agency I'm going through, I think I'll probably hear about it like Monday or Tuesday, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah, you will, Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah, you'll hear about that one. It's a contract, it's good. The one in northern New Jersey, have you gone to the interview yet or no?
No, the agency contacted me today and he contacted me late, just like a couple hours ago, I told him I wanted to look through the job description in more detail. He's going to call me on Monday. I told him I wanted to ask some more questions about from his account manager because I have some questions about the job. And so I think, you know, if I submit for that one, that's way up in northern New Jersey. And that's like a two-hour commute. Yeah, so I don't know if you see me getting that one or is it – that one requires 60% travel.
Oh, to different places. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or do you see something else coming in for me, Athena?
I know you're getting, because you're tired, you're worn down of applying of in your area. It's like the area. It's not your ideal area, New Jersey, but you're there, and it'd be difficult for you right now to. I don't feel like moving. Just it would be. It's not energetically good for you to just move right now. Anyway, but I would say the permanent one. Is there's more opportunity with that, but I feel that the one that's closer to is the contract thing is a very good potential of you having that one. That's what I'm getting. But the other one is also there open for you. It's like these, even though you've gone through a lot and everything else, it's like these. The windows are open now for you, okay? And but you don't believe that, but so. But I'm telling you, they are. So they're open. But part of
every time I
part of you,
I thought I had a really good opportunity with the one company. I interviewed twice on the phone with them, and I thought both were really good interviews, and they didn't bring me in for an in-person interview. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's not personal. You have to see these all as not personal. It just means there was another person for that particular match. That's all. Next, and go next, next. You know, just like they do in multi-level marketing. Okay, next, next. That's one thing. I hate multi-level marketing. I don't do it. But one of the things it teaches you, and I know there's people on this listening tonight that resonate with that. One of the things it teaches you is, you, not to be attached. You put your full force forward, your best foot in confidence. When you go for an interview, you're there fully engaged with it. You are the best for that position. You answer in the highest way. You're with it. You're totally energetically and in physical looking. Totally, you're engaged with it as if it is your position, but when someone else is chosen, it means that was not the right match for you. It was someone else, okay? It was just, so release it, next, let it go. Release it, next, you know, let it go. That's what multi-level marketing teaches people, you know, when they're calling people, cold calling or whatever they're doing. Or, you know, I have this great program and you have to get this product. It's just great and you enroll in it, and then just only sign up two other people or four other people, and blah, 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 and you get into it and all that, and they some of them reject and all that. You get used to not even allowing any rejection to affect you at all, at all. And that's what you're learning too right now, your guides are saying. And you're almost there, and you need to just hang in with it, do your play music, do whatever you do energetically and spiritually before you go to these interviews and be engaged with it. This is that they see you're beaming through energetically in every way the best for the, because that's what you keep doing it and you let go and detach. Don't be attached to it. Next, next, next. And that way you're not going into the thing going, well, about they can read you. They can see, oh, she's been looking all around for, I wonder what's wrong with her. She can't find another job. Oh, you know, so how you're reflecting outwardly is how they're receiving it, and it comes back to you. So don't move out of that energy. You're not a failure. You're not, okay. And you also need some inner work to be done, so maybe we'll get together sometime and do that. But just a tune-up there. I'm just reminding you of things you already know, Laura. Don't sink to that level because they pick that up. Employers, they pick up, she's looking, oh, I wonder what's wrong with her. You know, she's not, she can't find anything or blah, blah, blah. They pick it up. Don't do that. Don't give them any indication at all because you are very qualified. You're more than qualified, and you give 100%, and I know that, and because you're very skilled, you have great background and everything. So that said, this contract job, you are going to do, you're doing well with it. I feel like that is a very strong potential one for you. But you're in a window of opportunity opening up, and I feel that by February you will have the right position for you. It's going to click in.
Do you think that contract could go permanent, or do you think I'll end up moving on from there and getting something else?
Where is the give me the city that contract thing is in.
Bridgewater.
Okay. No, the contract one does have a potential for long term, yes. It does. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of good things, qualities about it, good benefits, good things about it. But the permanent one, you may go to that interview anyway. It may work out timing-wise that you want to go to that interview, and I would say go to it too. But the travel, a lot of the 50% travel, that's going to be too hard on you. I feel like it'll be too hard on you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
what
I'm getting.
I need to be stable. I just want that so bad. I'm ready, more than ready.
Yeah. The travel you said about the one that's farther away, is the travel that you'd have to be flying or driving?
Flying. I'd probably be going up. It's international travel for that company.
Okay. I almost feel like you physically can't, you couldn't do it. It would be hard on you. Is that right? I just feel like it's too much. That's what I'm getting to tell you.
Okay.
Not to be negative, but you have to feel it in your own body. You understand?
Yeah, I do want a permanent job, though. I'm not necessarily sure that's the permanent job I want, but I do want a permanent job.
No,
I feel.
Of course. No, definitely a permanent job. But the traveling around, I think it would burn you out. I just don't know that you can do that right now.
Yeah.
But you could still go to the interview. No benefit of doubt. You know, you still could go to the interview if it works out. So you're not interfering with this contract job. Be open to it. But there's some other things coming in, and the window is there between now and March, and you will have a good position. And whichever this contract one will lead, they're saying it would lead to more stable too, more permanent kind of thing as well. That's what they're saying. But there's also something else opening up that's coming to you. So you're in a very good window of opening now. So give it your best shot. Don't let them know that you're tired or discouraged, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Athena. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I want everyone on here to hold the knowingness that Laura, and see her. Let's vision right now her in her next perfect position. She's a communications consultant, I believe, right?
Yes, that's part of it. Yeah,
okay, that's part of it. She's a consultant, a corporate consultant. She's very, very skilled. She just had some challenges in her life. So everyone to hold the vision with Laura now that she will be in that perfect, wonderful position, and it'll be stable for her, and it'll be continuous, and it'll be her home, her new home company, and it will all work out beautifully for her to be stable in her life and in her career. And we just know that, we see that with you, and so it is. Amen.
Thanks.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, David, too. Thanks for being that beautiful.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
God bless you. All best wishes to you, Laura.
Thanks, David. Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye now.
Well, Athena, we've gone for the hour, and I think that perhaps this is a good place to stop for tonight. What do you think?
Okay. Was there anyone else that was waiting?
There are more callers. If you want to take some more calls, we've got a whole slew of them.
Oh no! They must have came on. What did they do?
Yeah, that's how
it
works.
What did they do? They must have heard us. They must have heard us talking, David.
I guess. Well, it's out there. Do you want to take one or two more?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, why don't we do two more? And I haven't talked to these folks yet, so we're going first to area code 708. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Hi, I'm new to the show, so I'm very happy to be on.
Great. This is Athena Starr, and we're doing... Anyway, what question do you have tonight?
I found out today that my last day of work is next Friday. Do you see me picking up something fairly quickly?
Okay, what type of work do you do, please?
Right now, I'm temporarily working with children.
Okay. Well, Washington, D.C. has a lot of vacancies. Right now, Washington, D.C., they need you up there. They got tons of vacancies they haven't filled. They didn't get them filled yet. Federal jobs. Oh, boy. Oh, let's see. Are you in guidance and counseling, that kind of thing?
No.
Counseling?
No.
Social work?
No, this is more like child care. And they're temporary jobs.
Okay. Anyway, you're very good at that. But you're a good counselor, too, like guidance and counseling,
no.
That kind of thing. Okay. What state are you in?
I'm around the Chicago area.
Chicago. Okay. So, you're going to be in something new. I get between mid February and March, early March, but that's the strongest potential there. But in the meantime, everything will be, it will work out for you. Again, sometimes these things are just tests for us, but I feel like you're a very good communicator. You have a lot of connections. Leave no stone unturned. Put it out there to all your friends, to everybody. Networking in your neighborhood. There's this website called OurTown.com. OurTown.com. And so in your area, it's like if you go on there and network, or there's some kind of local thing online, if you go and network with people. Oh, maybe it's meetups or OurTown.com or something like that. There's. Am I making sense? I'm getting that you need to network. You're very good. It's through communications and networking, and you're going to that way connect with it. It's going to.
Okay.
It'll happen relatively 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, they're saying. The connection will come 2 to 3 weeks from next week.
That's
what they're saying, 2 to 3 weeks. And they're going to help you. Your guides are going to help you. The angels are going to help you. They're saying, don't go into fear. Don't go into doubt. Remember, when one door closes, another one opens. One door closes, another one opens, and it's a better door. It's a greater door, and it's a higher. Everything's happening again for everything. Even though we don't feel it, it's all happening for higher reason, higher purpose. So I feel it'll be very good. You'll be working with people with more like mind. Not sure if it's children, but there's other skills you're going to be using, and I feel like it's like going to be more permanent thing than. More, it's like a group or a company that needs the gifts that you have, and you'll be very welcome there. But it's going to come through networking. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm actually I just actually really needing this money, so I wanted to go into Reiki, and it sort of like surprised me today. You know,
okay.
Kind of new. So I was just kind of, I'm feeling a little shocked right now. So
I understand.
Yeah, and I want to just keep going,
Yeah. Well, you will with that. You will. But in the meantime, it's just a little, but it's going to work out better where you're going to be working. It's 2 to 3 weeks from next week. And it'll be better, and you'll see that. You'll see the benefits of it, and that's why that's happening. And even if things are postponed on what you're doing, just kind of make different arrangements. But you're a good networker and connector, and you'll meet, there's different people that are going to say, this is going on or whatever, and you should go and blah, 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 and it's going to just connect for you that way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And God bless you, and we also see you in your next perfect new position, okay?
I so appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. We see you already in it and happy and joyous, and it's much better for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Patricia. Thanks
night.
For calling. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have somebody from area code 630. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay. And what state are you in?
I'm in Illinois.
You're in Illinois, too. All right. So what can we answer for you?
Well, recently my social life has taken a complete dive. And I do understand that, God takes people out of your life in order to, like, circulate new people in, but I'm really bored. Like, do you see me either meeting new people or going dating? I mean, even, like, I was talking to a guy and he dropped off, and so I just don't feel like I have any friends around me right now.
Okay, what is your question? I'm sorry.
Do you see
your
my social life picking up with meeting new friends or dating anybody?
Okay, yes, I do. I'm getting February. I know everything's going to February, which isn't far away. The first week and second week in February, something like that. Oh, yes, it's Valentine's. No, just... Sometimes love is in the air, in February, March, spring is in the air, that kind of thing. So, yes, I do feel like some kind of new excitement in a connection in February, more like middle to the end. And really, that's what's flashing in right now. When I look at the timeline, like I look in the energy field, I both see and hear spiritually in the other realms. And so I'm seeing like in a line of energy, it's more like middle of February to the end, right in there. And let's see. I don't like those dating things, but the spiritual singles. Do you belong to some kind of group where they network together, like spiritual singles or something like that? Are you with a group like that?
No. I've done that before. and I really just didn't.
It didn't work out.
So
I don't know why that's coming in, but maybe this is maybe people in your area or something like that. There's a gathering of people, single. Anyway, there's some kind of group you're with, and I see you meeting someone in that group. So it could be a party you're invited to or something socially, whatever. And in that group meeting, there's a connection. And, because it's like socializing. I see people with little cocktail in their hand and things like that. And that's what's happening. And you're like, oh, it's in February. So the answer to the question is yes, and that they're showing that. See, they don't always show it that specifically, for it just varies, but they want you to be open and projecting, already knowing that you're with someone that's of like mind, that has the qualities that you're looking for, and seeing that within yourself that you are worthy of it, that also that you deserve that, and that you're ready for that, because that's important part of the whole thing, because what we're reflecting outwardly comes back to us from others, right? So that connection, I feel like it will be pretty long term. It's potential for long term, but it will be a very good. I see goes into the summer and then can go beyond that. It just varies on shifts and things that for both of you as you move along and move through any issues that you might have, because there's some karma with that person, but I feel like you can rise above the karma, and there's a potential for long-term relationship, your guides are saying. So yes, the answer is yes. So just
so is that with somebody new, somebody I don't know yet? Because I was talking to somebody I really liked. He kind of ran off.
He kind of what?
He kind of just left the picture. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he felt about me. He never really said anything. He kind of just fell off.
He went off to another direction, that person. I know. I understand. He went off in another direction. He didn't give it the benefit of the doubt. He wasn't a deep. He didn't have the depth like you do, a depth. Some people are deeper, some are more shallow. He didn't have that depth, so don't worry about it. It wasn't worth it. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
There is someone. It's new. What we're talking about is someone new, and it's at a social gathering. You're having cocktails. It's really nice. It's atmosphere, and it's... It feels like it's a singles group, but it could be maybe you go to something that's live, single, not online, and it's very nice, and you just be open to it, because that's what I'm getting, a singles, and it's a gathering, and you meet someone there, and it's a really nice connection, okay? And it's in February.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks.
Likewise.
Thanks for
blessings.
Calling, man. Yes.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Athena,
okay. Wonderful.
I think that's a good place to stop. For the people that are still on the switchboard, why don't we put out your contact information again so that they have that?
Yes. Okay. And I offer also a free intro, 5 to 10 minutes intro, one question if we didn't speak with you tonight. So if you feel free to call me and I would get back to you and we can do that. And then you can have a more, a longer, more in-depth private session if you needed to. So my number is 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063. Or just email me, because my website's under revision right now. It's athenastar.com, but basically athenastar808@gmail.com. That's athenastar, 1R, 808 @gmail.com to directly contact or by phone. It's been a pleasure to be with you all. I can feel some people going, oh, no, I wanted to ask my question. They're like, I can feel them going, but we did do a lot. I can almost hear them going, oh, no, I wanted to ask my question, and David's cutting us off. But God, don't worry, everybody. It'll be okay. It's a lot of shifting times right now. Mercury's retrograde till beginning of first week in February, so just know that. And it's just a time of just realigning and clearing and staying in faith and in high positive, not just thought, but in high vibration of knowingness that everything will work out and everything will come around for you. It's just the silver lining. And then it's also important time to do inner clearing, which we do. We do energy work to help you clear old patterns so you can open to shift and create more what you want in your life, and also the messages that come through from the masters and the angels. So with that, David, it's been our pleasure to be with you, and lots of good things for you too, David, in this new year. You know that. A lot of blessings coming to you as well. You know that,
well,
right?
I do. I thank you for that, and I wish the same for you.
Thank you. Thank you. So good to speak to you again. And Happy New Year, everyone. And remember, Chinese New Year is January 28th. That's something to look forward to.
All right. That's my birthday.
It is. Oh,
yes,
well,
it is.
Happy birthday. Everyone, wish you a happy birthday.
Week
so
from tomorrow.
That's 28th, that's Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm.
Well, is that always the case? Or?
No. No, no, no. It's different every year. Chinese, I think it's on the new moon.
I see.
Believe that's
okay.
When they sign it. Mm-hmm.
Very
so
interesting.
It's different. And I'm glad because I'm glad to get out of this year of the monkey. I hated it. Oh, God. The year of the monkey is, it's active. It's moving. But the monkey is mischievous, unexpected, things like that. That's what this last Chinese year has been, the monkey.
Oh, well, doesn't surprise me at all. Well, for now,
right?
That's
right.
So for now, we're going to come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect on the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Athena.
Good night, everyone, and David, bye-bye.
Okay, God bless everybody.